Hey everyone, welcome to the Tech Sales Podcast. My name is Asher, your host for this episode. So today I have Rio with me, a very good friend, and welcome to the Tech Sales Podcast.
Hi Asher.
Yeah. So firstly, Rio, tell us how you're feeling on this weekday night that we are doing this episode.
Been a long day, been a long week, but I'm feeling good. Let's have a conversation. Yeah.
Looking forward. So of course, for all our new listeners who may be slightly, may not know you, two questions for you. I guess number one, tell us more information about your background, how you ended up at HubSpot, which is where you are today, what were you doing before that, and also share with us a little bit more about your current role, what are some of the responsibilities you have, market you cover.
Okay, I guess I've done a lot of things before coming into this current role, some relevant to tech, some not, but I just like bringing it up because I feel like it's part of me. Like I've done a lot of jobs in my early days because I like to experience different things. I actually, the very first job I held, I think, was like as an electrician. Like I did electrical work. I've bartended for a very long period. So for now, I still do some private bartending events. I was a pet groomer for some time in my life. Okay. My first job, right, was actually when I got poached when I was bartending to bartend for this place called the Meme Museum of Toys. And eventually, I decided not to bartend there, but instead run the toy museum. So it's a private museum somewhere in Seah Street. And from there, I got in touch with a lot of food and beverage companies. So from that, right, I eventually got into my first tech role, which was actually selling procurement systems in the food and beverage space. So it's a long and winding road. Got into food and beverage procurement systems. From there, I actually did a bit of, I sold virtual events for a while.
Okay.
During the height of COVID. I actually decided not to sell software and went into selling events because that was more true to what I was doing before. And then COVID hit. So I had to pivot into selling virtual event solutions. And while I was there, I started using HubSpot as a customer first.
I see.
And like the product, things that is something that can help the industry, and eventually moved into HubSpot. So that's where I am now. I'm actually serving the mid-market space right now in Singapore.
I see. So actually all your jobs were mainly, I guess even from electrician, that's very on the ground. Even from your jobs as a bartender, you tend to, I guess, go for more human interaction kind of roles. Is that kind of what your space is in?
Yeah, it's actually very interesting you brought it up. I was just thinking about this, before coming in today, like what's one common ground among my jobs? And I realized that I think I take satisfaction in meeting people's expectations and delivering what they actually want. Like, as a bartender, you hear about what they actually want for their drink and like you mix it according to their taste profile. As a pet groomer, of course, you need to know what they like their pets to look like. And eventually that brought me to sales.
Okay.
It's just very interesting. I was just thinking about this before I came in today. Like, what's one common trend among my jobs?
Understood. Actually, maybe just before we go to the first question, right, then I'm curious, because obviously meeting people's expectation, sometimes people may think about maybe customer service or incest customer success. Have you ever thought of that? Or is it more like the sales aspect, getting rewarded is also something that you enjoy as well?
Yeah, I think there's something more rewarding about sales. Yeah, so maybe we'll talk about this later on, right? Like things that have gone on in my life recently, but I've gotten questions on whether I want to continue in sales or look into customer success, that sort of things. And I've given it some thought and I actually think that that's more stressful for me.
Okay, interesting.
Like some people think that sales is stressful, right? But I actually derive a lot more satisfaction from selling and meeting people's expectations, crafting solutions for them, I would say, rather than servicing the account after the fact. Yeah.
Understood. Okay. Let's talk about that, right? Because near the end of the episode, we'll definitely talk a little bit about those aspects outside of sales and why that leads us to certain, like in our position right now. But I guess let's then start from the beginning, right? Obviously, you said that you went from slightly like selling events, virtual events, and then you actually pivoted into SaaS, HubSpot. Still tech, but different kind of solutions, right? I guess tell us more about, what were you, as a virtual event, I recall you were managing teams, you're selling as well. And when you go into HubSpot, you were starting pretty much from the bottom, or rather when I say bottom, from the ground up, right, as a BDR. Tell us more about what got you to think, okay, I want to start off again, build a foundation. You know? Tell me more about that.
Sure. I think just to give a bit more background for the procurement system, right? That was where I had my first touch with tech. It was a good starting ground because it was a hybrid between an industry that I know very well and a solution that I think can help the industry. It was there where, you know, I started managing teams. I was, I was managing a team of five, and then eventually I moved into virtual event solutions where, given, you know, the whole nature of COVID, I had to think of products to sell. I had to craft the solution I actually want to bring to market as well. So very interesting experiences in those early days. But eventually, why I decided to go into hotspot was twofold. One, it's really a product that I like. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a product that I really like. And I realized after doing sales for a while that I'm someone that gets bored of saying the same thing over and over. Right. And that was what drew me to events in the first place, because I felt like you can craft different solutions for different customers. You're not just selling one type of product. Hotspot kind of fits that for me because I'm working different businesses, and each business will use a CRM differently. They will have different needs for that solution. So product fit for me was good. It's a solution that I like. Why I decided to take a step back was also because, in fact, it was one of the questions that I was asked repeatedly throughout all my rounds of interview with HubSpot.
I imagine.
They were just asking me why were you going from a manager back into a BDR role? I wanted to reset. Like, if you hear my journey previously, right, I was basically more in a 0-1 type of situation, and then I was given the opportunity, very thankfully, to hire my own team. Along the ways, I never knew whether I did things correctly. I didn't know whether I was providing the right support. I basically managed people the way that I wanted to be managed, right? And I was implementing processes that I felt worked for me. And eventually it got to a point where I realized that I'm not improving as a salesperson nor as a manager. I just felt like I was just doing things and bulldozing my way through things. I got results, but did I get there most efficiently? Did I get there with the right mindset? Right? Were people happy working under me? Those were things that I felt was missing. So I thought, no, let's reset in a company with a established framework and see what I can pick up from there. And hopefully those will be skills that I can use to go further. Yeah.
Understood. And I guess, because you've been from both sides, right? A lot of people, when they go into a management role, majority of them, I would say, stay there all the way. And then they don't go back into, I guess, an individual contributor role. Out of curiosity, is that something you think about going back into management now that you've been, what, at HubSpot, maybe 3+ years? What are your thoughts on that, as out of curiosity as well?
I think just to reframe that a little bit, right? As a manager and as a rep, one thing that I fear is always a lack of control. And that comes very differently in both roles. As a manager, you kind of lack control over results in the sense that you are not the one contributing to that end number, right? But you do have control over the frameworks that you put in place, the systems that you use to enable your team, control in those areas.
Yep.
As a rep, if you don't hit your numbers, there's not much else you can look to. You're the one that has to kind of take the blame for that. But what I really enjoy about this is also the fact that if I can take control over my own process, it means that I can correct what's wrong. I watch a lot of stand-up comedy, and I love this guy called Jimmy Carr, British comedian.
Yeah,
I love him. And I read his book recently, and I think one line that really jumped out was him saying that there's nothing wrong with accepting blame or saying that you're wrong, because when you know that you're wrong or you accept that you're wrong, it means that you can do something about it. If you are not the one at fault, another way of looking at it is that you have no control over what went wrong, and that is a loss of control that's actually even more scary, you know, than being able to take responsibility and move on. So I think that for me was a very interesting shift between the two roles, between either management
or as a rep,
yep,
had a fear of loss of control, but it's just which areas you can control.
Yeah, I think that's interesting you say, because I'm the similar, right? The very reason, you know, I remember when I got my first SDR role, they also asked me, hey, why you want to, all of you graduating from university, why do you want to do an SDR role? And I also said, I like sales because I can have control over my results and everything. And yeah, I mean, even as an individual sales rep, you start to understand that, yeah, you want to have control, but of course, sometimes there are really things you can't control. I think one example I give is, let's say you're dealing with a customer and they are just really great friends and they are decision maker, really great friends with some other vendor. Sometimes you can't control those things, right? Those things are already set in place, things like that. So would you say that's also kind of your journey? You are now also slowly learning that, okay, some things you just have to let go and it's okay to kind of let go?
Yeah, definitely. I think previously, you know, going as a manager with like zero, go in a 0-1 kind of environment, right? You like I said, you kind of manage people the way that you manage yourself, right? So I was less open to hearing what I felt was excuses.
Okay,
yeah,
I see.
And now, having been a rep myself, right, if I go back to being a manager, I think that's something that I would pay extra attention to. That what might be an excuse to you could be a very real roadblock to someone that's working under you,
right,
or working for you. So it's valid. It's always valid.
That is true. That is true. And I think that's definitely a good framework, right? Because meaning you're just trying to get in touch more of the ground.
Yeah.
And I think that's something, even as individual reps, you and I know that's what we want from our managers as well,
yeah,
to actually understand us.